ABC News.
Hello, David Rowlands with a look at some of the latest news from around the world. An independent commission appointed by the World Health Organization is warning that every year of delayed action against climate change compounds its cost to humanity. The Pan-European Commission wants climate change to be declared an international public health emergency, the highest form of health alert. It says it's not a future threat to be managed, but an immediate and growing crisis. The WHO's European Regional Director Hans Kluge says climate change is a health emergency, security threat and an economic time bomb, all rolled into one. The opposition leader says some permanent residents will have to make a choice on becoming Australian citizens if they want to continue accessing forms of welfare. Angus Taylor used his budget in reply speech on Thursday to announce that under a coalition government, many forms of welfare would be reserved for Australian citizens only. It's prompted a backlash from some migrant groups who say taking up Australian citizenship could force them to give up citizenship elsewhere if other countries don't allow dual citizenship. Angus Taylor says the permanent residents in that situation will have to make a call. And an investigation by the BBC has concluded that Hezbollah militants have increased their use of small drones to attack Israel, including systems controlled by fibre optic cables to evade sophisticated defences. BBC Verify has geolocated 35 videos shared by the Lebanese armed group since March that show strikes on Israeli soldiers, armed vehicles and air defence systems in southern Lebanon and northern Israel. Experts say the Israeli military has so far been unable to develop effective countermeasures as the small drones can bypass detection systems and are cheap to produce compared to their high-value targets. ABC News.